Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle from the fraud department. Am I speaking to Joyce Jansen?
You are.
All right. Could you confirm a shipping address for me, please?
I believe that the lady I just talked to told me that it was 42035 Southeast 166th Street, North Bend, Washington.
Thank you. Let me see. All right, let me just see what this was here. All right, it opened up for me. So it's telling me here they're on 331. There was a 7-day trial for the NovoFit Keto. These are weight-reducing pills to increase your metabolism. And it looks like nobody called in to cancel the trial in time. And you were billed the full price of $94.90. So I know. What was that?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. So do you remember ordering any diet pills on 331?
I looked at the advertisement online, and I started to order it. But before I completed the order, I went out and read the terms of service and decided that I couldn't do it. And so I backed all of my information out of your website and exited out of your website. I never completed the order. Your system apparently captured the information I put in and moved ahead on it without my authorization. I do not know that I received the product. I don't show that I have it. The lady I just talked to told me that it shows that it was delivered, but I don't have it, and I did not authorize the transaction. I started the order, so there's no fraud involved except that your system went ahead and shipped, apparently, and billed, obviously, something that I chose not to get.
Okay.
So I have asked that, you know, I can return it if I can find it, which I don't think I have it. She says it was delivered a week ago, and yet I don't show that I have it. And I certainly cannot pay for it. So I need you to cancel the billing, and if necessary, I'd be glad. If I have it or if it shows up, I can return it.
Okay.
I did not cancel the preliminary because I never authorized it to be sent. So I wouldn't. And I didn't get it, so I wouldn't have known to cancel it.
Okay. Well, I don't know how that happened on your computer, but you would have to have clicked submit for this order to have went through and to charge your card. You didn't give us a call when this balance was charged, $695?
I only just saw it on my card today, and I have called you today.
All right. Well, I'll let you know that we got this canceled out for you to prevent the subscription, and it was delivered on April the 5th. I don't know if somebody picked it up for you. But once this is billed and nobody has gave us a call, it is a valid charge. What we can do is give you a 35% courtesy refund.
Let me rephrase. I never hit submit. Did not do that.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but you would have had to click submit and agree to the terms and conditions for this order to even go through.
And I'm telling you that I did not.
Yes, ma'am.
This is something that I thought I was going to go ahead and order it, but when I read that it was an automatic ship that I was agreeing to, I knew I could not do that.
Again, ma'am,
so
I don't know what happened on your computer.
I backed everything out of your system. Those lines were blank when I exited out of your website. I never hit submit. I never authorized this. And you can tell me it's a valid charge, but it's a valid charge your computer did. Bill your computer. Don't bill me.
Well, it wouldn't be our computer, ma'am. I don't know if something happened to your computer. You were doing it off your device. I don't know if your computer went ahead and clicked it for you. I don't know how that happened.
It did not.
Okay.
It did not.
All right, ma'am.
It did not. I order online a lot, and I know how to, you know, usually I have to hit submit and authorize something. And I never got to that point on yours. Yours went ahead and jumped ahead on its own.
Okay, ma'am, I really don't know how that even happened, but as a courtesy, we can do a 50% refund on this charge that they did for you. They are billing you because this product was shipped, and we have confirmation that it was shipped and that nobody called in to cancel. That's the only reason why they're charging you, and I apologize for any inconvenience, but we can do that for you if you'd like.
Well, I'm calling in now. As soon as I found out, you know, had the product arrived, I would have called then. But I don't have the product. You shouldn't bill me 50%. You shouldn't have billed me at all. You should not have shipped it. You know, if that's an error on your part, on the computer's part, not you personally, of course, Michelle, but
yes, ma'am.
You know, I can control my computer, and I know that I backed everything out. I backed out my credit card number. I backed everything out and went, well, I can't do this.
Okay, ma'am. I do understand the inconvenience that you're telling me. I really don't know how that even happened. I can go ahead and put my code in here, and that will raise it to a 75% discount, but I can turn it into a refund for you because I do understand what you're telling me, and you said you don't have the product. We can reship the product to you, but they are billing for the product that they have shipped out. They don't have that product anymore, so they have to bill something for the product. We can at least do that 75% refund for you.
And I appreciate that. I really do. However, you're charging me then, you know, what, $25 for something I don't have and did not order. It's like going out, you know, and randomly putting your finger in the phone book and saying, let's bill these people some money.
Well, it's,
you know,
because we received
the
order.
In good faith, but instead of in good faith, your computer went ahead and placed an order for me and I didn't authorize.
It wouldn't have been our computer, ma'am, though. Everything was off of your computer. I don't know if there was a glitch on your computer, but I don't know. It wouldn't have, there's no way we could have forced your computer to make this order for you. That's
well,
not how that
I,
works.
If I back everything out and I'm looking at a blank screen where it says credit card number and all the other fun information, and I back it out and it's, I've hit my backspace and my delete and it's all gone, and I X out of your website, that should have been the end of it. And it wasn't.
And again, ma'am, I really don't know how that even happened on your computer.
And I don't expect you to, and I don't either. I mean, if you and I understood computers, we probably wouldn't be doing what we are doing. We'd
right.
be doing something that paid a whole lot more, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, if you would give me a second, I will contact the billing department on your behalf and see if there's anything that you can do, being that you don't have it and say that you didn't go through with the order. If you would give me a second, I'm going to send them a quick message and see what they allow me to do, okay?
All right. I appreciate it, Michelle. Thank you.
You're welcome. Give me one second. Okay, allow me one more second. I'm waiting for the response, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, ma'am. Thank you for holding. So I did explain the situation to the billing department, and they were able to allow me to issue a full refund for you under the circumstances that you told me. So I already did that. It should take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect back onto your account, okay?
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it. Is there a number or something that I should write down?
Did they already give you a cancellation number before you were transferred?
No, they did not.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get that to you. It's C as in cat, 662-873-622.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, ma'am, and I apologize for the inconvenience that this happened, but I got you all canceled out and refunded, okay?
I appreciate it a lot. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye.
Right. Bye-bye.